This is WB9YPA Mobile. This is WB9YPA Mobile, Elkhart, Indiana. WB9YPA Elkhart.
WB9DLP portable. Check mobile. WB9GU. Hello, Bill. How's it going? Doing all right. Are you keeping busy?
I am this afternoon. Somebody came through the building and slushed a red Slurpee by the back door down the hallway and up by the front door. I had to get, clean all that up, mop all that up, collect some rent checks. And I wish I got work on getting my medication regulated. So the blood pressure's low. And I get out of breath real easy. Yet it says I have 98% of my... my little finger oximeter, you know, so.
Now, I don't know what's worse, high or low, but it's been the last couple of weeks trying to get mine to come down again. I hadn't had any problem with it for years, and then the other day she took it, and it was, I'm really high, and so I messed around with the medicine again for it, so it'll get straightened out. Well, I was just starting to go upstairs when I heard your call and thought I wouldn't leave you hanging there by yourself. And so, anyway, I'm going to go on up now. So, glad I heard you in there anyway. And careful out there. 7-3 day, baby, 9-2-U.
I guess maybe it's trying to back up a parking place. I'm letting him squeeze in around me and he's going to turn his wheel the wrong way.
Oh, well. Some people just don't know they're stupid. Anyway, have a good one.
Okay, Bill, I'll talk to you later. Progressing in the drive-up line here. Nice talking, nice hearing you. Yeah, get out and call me, always call me on 735 sometimes on GMRS. Might get some usage out of that repeater. 89CU, W9DLP, mobile. KB9BSK, W9DLP, mobile.
AC92, N9OKA.
W9VLP, listening.
W9DLP, N9OKA. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, not bad. Just waiting for my food to come out here at the drive-thru. Go home and watch the Cubs at 5:45, but I think they're going to start before I get home.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You better tell them to get on and start that drive-thru. Tell them to get her done.
Oh, they're pretty quick here. And I'd rather wait 2-3 minutes longer to get fresh food off the grill rather than something that was sitting in the warmer.
Well, roger that, yeah. Hey, have you noticed that the other port repeater is up now?
No, I haven't listened there lately. I listened to this one, and I listened to my EMRS repeater.
Yeah, I think I'm getting into that other one, but I don't know. I was trying to get a hold of Kurt, and I'm trying to get onto a Windows, Wires X tonight. I don't know why I want to call it Windows X. But I've been trying to get on Wires X tonight. That's not working either.
Did you ever get those ground rods in?
Yes, I did. Man, that was something else last night, Dave.
Yeah, I was picking the yard up yesterday over the weekend. I know my ground rod drive was still sitting where it was. I was like, okay, it slipped my mind, but if you need to use it, you know where to call.
Yeah, it's in and it's hooked up. I got mixed messages from DX Engineering. First time I called them about that antenna, that's what they recommended, that I ground it and put radials down. I did that and it didn't work, so I called them back, and then the second time they're telling me, oh no, that antenna's not me, they'd be grounded and have radials. I'll make up my mind.
That's my phrase.
No kidding. But last night I got on 40 meters just for the heck of it and checked it out. I got on the net. It was called 3905 Century Club. I made, 14 contacts off that vertical, off that Moonraker. I was shocked. I even got up to Nevada and Texas with it.
Yeah, I check into them occasionally myself. BSK, my YL, she used to be a net control operator for 3905.
That reminds me of an old net from many, many years ago called Small World. The Small World, ain't it? Couldn't believe how many people kept coming back to me on that net last night after I made a contact. Well, you know how that net works. You're allowed to make a couple contacts when it's your turn. And one after one, they kept calling my call sign.
Yeah, go up for grabs sometime, yeah.
Yeah, up for grabs, yeah. And that's what I did when it was my turn. I just went up for grabs, but I had so many that were calling my call sign out. And I went back to them and gave them the signal reports then, but I did have a lot of noise on 40 meters last night.
Yeah, this is KB9BSK. I suggest if you try the early 40 and you don't have good reception, that you try their late 40. That's usually better reception for you.
Now, I don't know what time it was, 7, 8 o'clock when I was out there last night? 8 o'clock, something like that. I forgot what time it was now. But well, I enjoyed that. And I was shocked, too. I had been putting this antenna down pretty hard. But I mean, 14.
good group. There's a very firm core of very nice, polite, friendly people there. And I always enjoyed working with them. I just burned myself out because I was doing 20-meter nets and 40 early, 40 late, and 75 early and 75 late, and just took on too much.
Mercy. Boy, yeah, that, yeah, you had your hands full there, all right. You had to pay attention to what net you were on there, too, then, huh? But, yeah, they worked with me last night. I had so much noise coming in that I didn't know what kind of a signal report to throw out there. As the people were just barely coming in above the noise, so. But they worked with me on the bye-bye, whatever.
Yeah, in general, they'll usually have somebody, maybe two or three people in different areas around the country, that'll work as relay to help you get those calls made.
What I didn't catch was how often that's out there. Could you tell me?
Well, the next one there daily, they have 40-meter early at about 6 or 7 o'clock, 40-meter late around 11, 75 early around the same times of 8 o'clock and 7 or 8 o'clock and 11 p.m. And then they have the 20-meter on Saturdays only. I think they still only have it on Saturdays.
Yeah, I was talking to Kilo 9 Gulf Whiskey Sierra, and it was at 7.267.5.
Oh, yeah, that's Gary Slagle. He always has a nice signal. And he's just over, I think, if I remember correctly, he's over in Illinois. And he's a good helper and a good mentor for questions.
Yeah, he was patient and helpful with me last night on signal reports and an OKA.
Well, if you got any questions about it, they do have nice a club, and they are helpful people, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have come up. If I'm not around, feel free to ask Dave. I'm going to get in the house now, finally. So, KB9BSK, clear.
KB9BSK, I forgot your name now.
Sue, it's Sierra United Echo. Sue.
Not to be confused with Susie Q, huh?
Yeah, I've had the bug on the radio for a long time, but I like contesting and joining the different clubs. I really personally like 3905 over Ole Miss and a few of the other ones.
Well, Roger, there. Yeah, well, maybe I'll run into you out there on the net sometime, but I wrote that down when they're on, and I'm definitely going to get back on there sometime, but you got to go there, 73s, KB9BSK and 9OKA.
73s and clear.
Yeah, Sue, did you mention that they're also on NetLogger?
What, NetLogger? I think they still are, but I haven't participated in a while now, so I'm not sure. But they do have a nice website you should go over and check out as well.
Yeah, I always like NetLogger because he's the only one I got to call. He's down line number 21, blah, blah, blah. Your signal is 5858, you know, whatever, and you can write it right into the log there. Okay, I'm in the driveway. I'm out of here. W9DLP.
I'm thinking of raiding the refrigerator. Is that okay? Was there a radio check there?
Okay, you're not doing that. 89, you won't mind.
Okay, C9CWX. Tom, were you in 4-H this afternoon?
I was all over the place today, but yes, 4-H was one of the places.
I thought I see, I was going down 20 in the work van, and I thought I did see me right there in 4-H just before Gary. Was the Uber going away? In the windshield, I said, "Got him, Tom."
Yep, that was probably me. I was one of the boys on the 40s there, Zombie Road. Zombie Road is what I took to get back on 20.
Yeah, I figured that was you. Anyways, I'm back in, Gary. Headed somewhere over here. And I'm running into the repeater because it's getting off the patchy. So we'll catch you later, 73 C9QWX.
I was about to tell you, you're a bit scratchy there, but picked up enough of it to make out what you were saying. 73 DA, Katie, on your mic. Well, think you can mow it too low, otherwise it'll get burned up.
What you been doing, Tony?
Asking myself the same thing.
I got a question. I'm in no weather. It says tonight there's supposed to be haze. I'm wondering, is that purple haze or what kind of haze?
It's the kind that's all around spring.
Yeah, lately things just don't seem the same, huh?
That's the first thing that came to mind. I thought you were going to go there, Mike.
Yeah, lately things just don't seem the same.
That happens sometimes.
Tom, that's the lyrics to the song.
Yeah, I'm committed to the third day. It's just, I didn't remember that Matt Powell was the lead singer on that group.
Jimi Hendrix?
No, Matt Powell is the lead singer of the band.
K-A-E-G-B, and then OKA. I got a real eye-opener last night with my Moonraker vertical. So I got on a net on 40 meters and was getting out on that thing.
Yeah, it'll do a little bit better than a mobile.
I got the antenna switching line and I was switching back and forth from the vertical to the dipole. And pretty much getting the same results, except I did make a contact in Nevada and Texas on that vertical. It shocked me.
So are you satisfied with it now?
Not really, because it won't do it on 80 meters, but I don't know. It says that all over the box it's supposed to, but I was pleasantly surprised with, 14 contacts with it last night on the 3905 Century Club net.
Yeah, you got to check out that net log. All kinds of nets that go on. Also, different bands. But there's a couple of good ones on the 80 meter.
Yeah, someday I hope to get on 80 meters, we'll see.
My random wire tuned up good to it. I think I have an 83 foot Tony nose. I bought it off of him. It's a mild antenna with a balance. I think it's 83 foot wire.
Well, Travis put most everything up over here, my antennas and that, and my dipole. And he didn't seem to think I'd have room for an 80-meter dipole over here. So, otherwise, I would have bought one, because I do like the dipole I have, and I'm okay.
My property is kind of easy, too, but feet up in the tree and then rest it back the other way. It's like the legs of a triangle and it seems to work fine.
I have pretty much everything to the east side of my house because NEPSCO comes in on the west side, so I mean, I don't know if I ought to mess around over the west side of my house or not.
Yeah, you probably want to stay away from those lines as much as possible. They probably give you interference.
Well, I'm already getting plenty of that. Have you ever used a choke with your HF antennas or your radio and that? I'm just wondering if a choke might eliminate some of the noise I'm getting over here. It's been 10 years ago since I played around with one.
No, I haven't had any experience with choke. It's just a random wire. There's no choke on it.
I'm not even sure where I would buy one or what I would look for. Could just be propagation, too.
Yeah, that's true. Propagation tends to mess with radio signals.
Yeah, it's that darn old purple haze.
Could be, Mike. Could be. You never know.
I'm not really seeing it myself, but I keep hearing that there's fires going on in Canada, and that's where the haze is coming from, but I really don't even see any haze out my window at the moment.
Well, I don't see any either, but we're down in Knox right now. I didn't see any at the house when I got there earlier.
Well, NOAA weather says widespread haze after 4 p.m., and it's after 4 p.m., so, oh well, I ain't seeing it.
I think it's all a conspiracy.
Speaking of that, I haven't seen planes up the sky lately spraying.
That's a hoax if anything, I can do.
I never knew what to think of that.
You know, that say that don't realize how jet engines work. That's vapor from air. The humidity that's in air gets compressed in the jet engine, which is what it's doing.
I read enough where Bill Gates is behind it. That's Bill Gates' doings.
Yeah, whatever. Media will tell you anything to get you to believe it, and the sad part about it is a lot of people do.
I probably shouldn't go down the road here, but I'm sure not going to have anything to do with each quad shot he's behind. Those COVID deals, I ain't doing it. 84 degrees, huh? Supposed to be 74 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be doing everything tomorrow as well, so no problem. I have a controlled climate when I'm in car.
I think I know why my grandson come over and mowed today. They're calling for rain almost until Saturday anyway.
Yeah, I think it might be supposed to rain tomorrow. I didn't check the weather.
Yeah, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And what are they saying, 90% chance of it.
Yep, I just looked at the weather. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, supposed to rain.
Well, there it is again in Wednesday's forecast. Widespread haze before 9 a.m. There it is with that haze again.
Okay, 8% on Wednesday.
That's what I'm reading here, widespread haze before 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
Now we're talking about rain showers, the percentages.
I'd be surprised if we don't get rain tomorrow at 90% chance of it.
Yeah, we can get it's gone with bell rings for 2 days, so we can use it. We could put it on.
I know we need rain, but every time it rains, my grass grows, and I gotta mow it. Or I gotta get somebody to mow it.
Yeah, once a week is sufficient enough for me.
I thought I had that problem solved. My brother-in-law loaned me his riding lawnmower. He had a Craftsman. I used it twice and it took a dump on me. He came and got it back today. He's going to check it out, but I don't think he's going to bring it back over here.
Something happened to it and the problem just fell, but I got tired of messing with it. So I sold it. I've got a yard dog that's
Yeah, my son's got 2 or 3 riding lawnmowers, and he's always got one of them over at Cable ones. They have a pair of lawnmowers over there, and he's always got one of his over there getting worked on. I drug my feet buying one. My brother-in-law, like I say, loaned me one, but that didn't last long either, so I don't know if I want one or not.
So are you saying he's keeping Cable ones in business then?
Yeah, my oldest son is. I'm not. I made a couple of trips over there, and I don't understand it, because both times the mechanic come out of the back room with a plastic dish, and he said I had water in my gas. I don't know how I did that. I mean, I just bought it at the pump and poured it into the tank. Where's the water coming from?
Yeah, I kind of think you would do that. Different temperature changes can cause water to get in your gas.
Yeah, there was a couple of times when the mower wouldn't start, and I took it over to Cable ones. They're kind of on the expensive side, but I did it anyway. But both times they said I had water in my gas, so then I'm going with premium now anymore. I don't get the regular anymore.
Oh, all you got to do is put some staple in it. That'll take care of that problem.
What an attitude.
Yeah, it's an additive. It's called staple, S-T-A-C-I-L. It treats the gas for stabilizes it.
Huh. I wonder if AutoZone would have that. I'll have to look.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got an abundance of it. You're free to a bottle if you want one. I got more than enough to keep me supplied for a while.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I am. I've got 2 lawnmowers. I'm only having that problem with 1 of the 2. But yeah, I gotta take you up on that. Once in a while, my daughter comes over and mows my yard, and she likes that lawnmower, but that's the one that keeps getting water in the gas there. So, yeah, I might take you up on that. I appreciate it.
Well, anytime I get gas in the gas can, I treat it with that staple. I haven't had any problems at all. But I have to figure out how much you're running and get to see how to go down.
I got a phone call. I got to get out here for a minute. Midnight, okay.
All right, he said he's green. That was a good one, Cable Man, here, Mike. TD9 you, Mike.
KI-90.
KI-90,
you can't find your
mic. Yeah, how's it going, Tom? Well, good. How
you doing, Jim? Doing good. Just thought I'd pop in here for a minute. Just got done cutting the grass and back in the house relaxing now.
Yeah, that can be quite a job. We're here in my radio in McCoy.
Right, yeah, I wasn't going to do it at first, but I figured it's going to, supposedly supposed to get some rain tomorrow, so I figured it'd be a good day then just to try to get it out of the way.
Yep, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we're supposed to get rain, but tomorrow's going to be a higher percentage.
Yeah, I've seen that, like 80-some percent chance tomorrow, so that's good. I think we need some rain. Things are kind of dry out there, it seems.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
a couple of days ago, and I'll dry things up. We're going to lay some more grass down and get it done tonight because it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so get some natural water.
Yeah, it'll help keep the dust down at work, too. There's been so much dust blowing around out there from the piles of materials and stuff we got around the plant.
If they water the ground every now and then just keep the dust down. And
yeah, every once in a while they come around with the water trucks and kind of spray the roads down to keep the dust clouds down a bit. So it helps for a little while.
Yeah, that would make sense for them to do that, keep the dust down, and I know steel mills are famous for that.
What you been up to there, Tom? You been making any more signs or doing any more woodworking there? I may just got back from camping, so probably not, huh?
Well, I gotta finish up once I had started. We're leaving out Thursday. Next Thursday, so gotta get them done. I don't usually do anything on my week, so when I get home, I'm done for the day.
Copy that. Very good. Well, all right, Tom. I think I'll jump out of here. You have a good evening there. And I'm just going to be on the side here listening for a bit. And we'll catch you maybe in the morning if you're out there. KI-90 OMI. This is KI-90.
Yeah, it all depends on what time my body decides to get up. We've got to get on the radio, part of the morning. So, get on the radio, have my mushroom coffee, and then as the coffee is finished, I get away from it and get my workout in and finish the rest of my morning routine.
Copy that, Tom. Well, you have a good rest of the evening there.
By the time I get up out of bed, between that time that I get going on Uber, it's a little bit under 2 hours by the time I finish my morning routine. So have a good one, Jim. Thank you for the UFO. 89 UMI, 73 to you.
Yeah, 73 Tom, this is KI-90.
Wondering what this computer is, KB9S3 Northwest Island, Chicago.